Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. All praises to Allah. We send peace and salutations upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Say صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. It is time for the daily reminder. The daily reminder for today: why istighfar before Ramadan? Why should you make istighfar before Ramadan? What are the benefits of istighfar, especially as connected to Ramadan? And how istighfar will prepare us to Ramadan? We'll talk today and mention some of the secrets, almost 9 secrets that every Muslim should know. How istighfar will prepare you and prepare your soul and make it a successful Ramadan. Even before Ramadan comes, it will make you on the path. Will make you achieve the best Ramadan in your life. So until Ramadan comes, we need to learn this and practice and start practicing istighfar to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. I'll speak in points as usual. How istighfar is so powerful and it will leave a great impact on our Ramadan, our coming Ramadan, inshallah. And this is part of the lectures that we started, preparation for Ramadan, how to prepare our hearts, how to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. Today is, the third lecture. We spoke before also about preparation for Ramadan in other daily reminders. طيب, the first point, إخوة. By the way, I'm going to be speaking also about how to achieve that. How can we make it a routine? How can we make the istighfar a routine in our day until we reach Ramadan, inshallah? Towards the end, we'll mention this. So pay attention and listen carefully. First of all, إخوة, the istighfar, why it's important before Ramadan? Because it cleans the heart. It takes away the black dots. What black dots? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَذْنَبْ نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةً سَوْدَى. When a person commits a sin, a black dot is placed on the heart. If you did not repent and you commit the sin again, another black dot is placed on the heart. And another, and another. With every sin, another black dot is placed on the heart. حَتَّى يَسْوَدَّ الْقَلْبِ فَذَلِكَ الرَّانِ. Until the whole heart becomes dark. He said, this is arran. Arran is like a layer on top of the heart. A layer of sins that covers and envelops the heart. How to break free? How can the heart break free from this? Istighfar. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. I want you, as you're listening, as you're hearing, engage in istighfar. It won't cost you anything. And the shortest form of it, istighfirullah. Rabbi ghfirli. Allahumma ghfirli. All these are very short forms of istighfar. Astaghfirullah. Clean your heart. Rabbi ghfirli wa tub alay. My Lord, forgive me and accept my tawbah. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. It removes these black dots. So istighfar will clean the heart. Inna al-quluba la tasda'u kama yasda'u al-hadid. Hearts get rusted like how iron get rusted. Wajala'uha dhikrullah. Clean your heart with the remembrance of Allah, and especially istighfar, because istighfar carries tawbah inside. If we make istighfar and tawbah, and use the word tawbah, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. And this used to be from the dua of Rasulullah sallam and the forms of istighfar as well. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Or astaghfirullah al-azim alladhi la ilaha illa hu al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Or astaghfirullah al-azim وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. These forms are all okay. Excellent. We'll study some forms of istighfar as we move on, inshallah. So pay attention to that. So a form of istighfar that we want to keep it as a routine, inshallah, from now until we reach Ramadan, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمُ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. Simple. I make istighfar. I ask Allah, العظيم, the most great, to forgive me. وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. And I am repenting to him. I am repenting to him. And in the back of your mind, you want to repent from every sin. Minor sins, major sins, knowing sins, unknowing sins to you, whatever. I want to wipe the past away. أستغفر الله العظيم وأتوب إليه. Every time you say it like that. If you can recall some of the sins, Bismillah. If you can't recall, it's okay. A general tawbah, a comprehensive tawbah. أستغفر الله العظيم وأتوب إليه. Or رب اغفر لي وتوب علي. Also another form. رب اغفر لي وتوب علي. My Lord, forgive me and accept my repentance. Okay? So it cleans the heart. Now the heart is so pure. You receive Ramadan, you recite Quran in Ramadan, the Quran will affect you. You listen to dars, the dars will affect you. You make salah, you cry. You make tarawih, you're able to make tahajjud. Why? It is because the heart is so clean. The place, the recipient. You are the recipient. The heart is the recipient. Is receiving now the advice, receiving this, receiving that. It will affect you. You will start to interact with that. So you'll start to feel the sweetness and the joy of Ramadan. But you need to prepare this before Ramadan. Before the coming of Ramadan, I'm working on my heart to make sure that my heart comes to Ramadan completely pure, completely clean. And this is what will do that is the istighfar. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. I hope you're not silent. I hope you're not silent, ya ikhwan. Right? You recite. As we're talking, you recite and write. You can even write the istighfar. You can even write the istighfar. Taib. The second secret of istighfar is that it will attract barakah. We know the month of Ramadan is Mubarak. Some people say to each other, Ramadan Mubarak. Blessed Ramadan. It is blessed Ramadan. It is filled with blessings. The Arabs, they say Ramadan Kareem. Ramadan is so generous in a way that Allah may put so much of barakah and blessings in Ramadan. So it comes with blessings. But those blessings, it won't come to that person who's a sinner and is not returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when you are making istighfar before the coming of Ramadan, you are attracting the barakah, you are attracting the blessings of Allah. So this Ramadan can be the best Ramadan in your life. This coming Ramadan can be the best Ramadan when it comes to barakah, when it comes to blessings. So many people, they achieve very well. They found a job, the business became prosperous. They got children, they got this, they got that. Barakat from Allah in Ramadan. And what is that? Because Ramadan is a very Mubarak month. And now you prepared yourself by making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making abundant istighfar before the coming of Ramadan. So Ramadan comes with all these blessings. It overwhelms you with the blessings. You understand, ya ikhwan? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith says that إن العبد إذا أذنب نكت في قلبه نكتة سوداء. Sorry, I mentioned this hadith already. إن العبد لا يحرم الرزق بالسيئة يصيبها. A person might be deprived of rizq, sustenance, provision, because of what? بالسيئة يصيبها. Because of certain sins that you commit, and then that sin will affect the blessings that you're receiving. It will block the blessings. Some people, they say, Ashiq, I'm having blockages, I'm having this. Istighfar first. Istighfar is the first thing to do. Why? Because the istighfar will break these barriers. Will break these barriers. So you start receiving. Istighfar and tawbah to Allah. Abundantly. Before the coming of Ramadan, make this niyyah. I want to attract the barakah. I want to attract the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no problem in that. To have this niyyah, right? Halal blessings. I want to have that. I want to suffice my family. Istighfar will help. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Allah Azza wa Jalla will sustain you. And this is mentioned also in the Quran. When you make istighfar, يُرْسِلُ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah says, Allah will send the heaven with sustenance, with provision for you. From where you don't even count, the Prophet said in the hadith, مَنْ لَزَمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ جعل الله له من كل هم فرجا ومن كل ضيق مخرجا ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. When you're abundantly making istighfar, committed to it, then what happens? Allah will sustain you from where you don't even count. In the previous daily reminder, when we spoke about the power of istighfar and how to make your istighfar powerful and strong, we said, think of the istighfar. Istighfar, and in the heart, you show remorse and regret. You want to better yourself. Understand, ya ikhwa? Also, ya ikhwa, why istighfar is powerful and from the secrets before the coming of Ramadan, we know that the month of Ramadan is the month of dua. The month of Ramadan is the month where Allah accepts the dua. The Sahaba used to make dua in Ramadan. They used to store their dua in Ramadan. Meaning, used to keep the dua. Certain duas, I want to make these duas in Ramadan and take notes. What do you want? I want a house. I want a car. I want for dunya. I want this. I want a prosperous business. I want my son to do this. I want my whatever you want. And for the akhir, I want this. I want this. I want that. Take notes of them so you remember them. And in every salah, you make dua to Allah. You make all the duas that you took note of, you make these duas in Ramadan every day. The Sahaba used to say, the next Ramadan won't come until Allah accomplished all these duas already. I tried it out myself. And so many people, they did that. You know the duas? Yes. And then you make the dua in Ramadan, especially in Salatul Qiyam, Taraweeh. You make this dua abundantly. The same dua that you already took note of what you want. The next Ramadan won't come until Allah Azza wa Jalla accomplished for you. But what can help here? What is the role of istighfar here? What is the role of istighfar? The istighfar itself is a boost for the acceptance of the dua. When you make istighfar, your dua gets accepted. Look at Sayyidina Sulaiman, Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him. The reference from the Quran, ya akhwa. When Sayyidina Sulaiman wanted Allah Azza wa Jal to grant him a kingdom that no one will have that kingdom after him. What did he say? The Quran made mention of the dua of Sayyidina Sulaiman. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَهَبْ لِي. My Lord, forgive me and grant me. Forgive me and grant me. You can reach that istighfar. That's why many of the ulama will tell you, when you want to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after praising Allah, after sending peace and salutations upon Rasulullah, make istighfar first. The first thing is istighfar. Sometimes you see the imams in the masjid, in Jumu'ah, etc. They start always with istighfar. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Then they make dua after that, whatever dua after that. But this is the first thing you start with. Why? Because that istighfar will remove the effect of the sins that are acting like a barrier between your dua and the istijaba of the dua. So ask Allah first to forgive you. If Allah forgives you, khalas, the others are going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Understand, ya akhwan? In a nutshell, your istighfar before Ramadan is going to help to make all your du'as in Ramadan accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make a lot of istighfar in Ramadan. You wipe away the sins and the effect of the sins. And so when you make any du'a in Ramadan, your du'a gets accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You already were preparing yourself and wiping away yourself, making sure to wipe away every single sin before the coming of the month of Ramadan. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi. So istighfar has power for the forgiveness of the sins and the consequences of the sins, and from those sins, obviously, the sins that affected your dua, that your dua is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. Next point. Also from the secrets of how powerful is the istighfar before Ramadan and how istighfar prepares you for the month of Ramadan. Istighfar before Ramadan will ease your worship, will make it easy for you to worship Allah Azza wa Jal in Ramadan. It will give you that power. Istighfar will give you that power to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan. You'll find it easy. Some people, they say, Shaykh, wallahi, taraweeh, I don't find it easy. It's difficult. Can I make it at home? Okay, make it at home. Make it at home and then return back. Shaykh, wallahi, I'm finding, can I make only eight? Can I make six? Can I make four rak'at? Can I make two rak'at? What's going on, akhi? I don't know. I feel weak. I feel I'm not. I can't recite one juz. What's going on? The effect of the sins. How can you strengthen yourself? You strengthen yourself by making istighfar. Istighfar will give you power. Istighfar will give you power. What is the reference to that? The reference from the Quran. When you make istighfar, Allah says, وَيَزِدُكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ. Allah will increase you in power when you make istighfar. What kind of power is that? Physical power? Yes. Spiritual power? Yes. So you want to do any ta'a, you'll find it easy. You want to wake up for fajr? Easy. You want to wake up for tahajjud? Easy. Why? Istighfar. Abundant istighfar gives you power. And that's why I say, anyone who finds temptation, you find it hard to resist the temptation, make a lot of istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Rabbi ighfirli wa tub alayhi. اللهم اغفر لي. That استغفار will strengthen you, will give you some physical boost, physical power and spiritual power to resist the haram, to resist the temptation. استغفر الله وأتوب إليه. طيب what else يا أخوة؟ استغفار also will help you and prepare you for Ramadan by removing the distractions. How? By removing the distractions, because you are busy with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remove the sins by you making istighfar, and so that istighfar will help you to focus on the worship, on the ibadah. It will help you to focus on the worship, to focus on what you're doing, to focus to increase your relationship, to strengthen and fortify your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to increase from the ta'at. To increase from the ta'at. You see, ikhwa, الذنوب تزرع أمثالها. Sins plant the seeds of other sins. Sins plant the seeds of other sins. Now, how to get rid of this? Istighfar. If you make istighfar, it removes the sins. If you make istighfar again, it removes the seeds of the sins. So khalas, the distraction is gone. Now you focus on ta'at. You want to increase now in iman. Understand, ikhwa? So it removes, it helps to remove the distractions. What else, ikhwa? The istighfar, also part of increasing the power, it will boost your productivity. In Ramadan, you are able to be productive. You are able to achieve. You're thinking now, what can I do to win in Ramadan? What can I do to win in Ramadan? That's because of the istighfar. Allah Azza wa Jal will inspire you. Allah will inspire you what to do. Allah yuhibbu al-mustaghfirin. Allah loves those mustaghfirin. Allah yuhibbu al-tawwabin. Allah loves the tawwabin. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ those who cleanse themselves, those who purify themselves, those who make tawbah. So already you're making that. Allah love you. Allah will because Allah love you, Allah will enable you to do more ta'ah. Because you see, why are you making istighfar? I want to get closer from Allah. I want to get rid of my sin that is hindering me and stopping me, and I want to get closer to my Rabb. So you make istighfar, Allah, you're making a step towards Allah now, Allah will make steps towards you. Allah Azza wa Jalla will make steps towards you. And you'll find that your situation, imaniyan, you are growing up. Growing up spiritually. Why? You got rid of the shackles, you got rid of the things that is drawing you down. All the heavy weights is drawing you down. Now you got rid of it. Now you can ascend. You can ascend. Why? Istighfar abundantly. You get rid of the sins. You can. With istighfar, there's no heavy weights. Get rid of them immediately by making istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else, ikhwa? Istighfar protects you from shaitan. Before Ramadan. Before Ramadan. Shaykh, isn't shaitan is... in Ramadan, shaitan will be shackled and chained, etc. That's in Ramadan. But what about before Ramadan? He tries his best. He tries his best to spoil your Ramadan by planting so many seeds of haram in your life. The month of Rajab, the month of Sha'ban, he tries his best. Shaitan tries his best. So now you're protecting yourself from shaitan before Ramadan by making istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-wiqayatu khayrun min al-ilaj. Prevention is better than cure. You are already making, already preventing shaitan from getting closer to you by making istighfar and tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib. Now, ya ikhwa, how to practice this istighfar? How to practice the istighfar? And how to make sure that istighfar is a routine in our life? We want to keep it as a daily routine. Set a goal for yourself. First point, set a goal for yourself. Let's deal on a goal. All those who are watching the daily reminder, at least 100 times istighfar. Who is with me in this goal? Who's with us in this goal? And it's a sunnah, right? Rasulullah ﷺ used to make istighfar at least 100 times a day. So keep this as a minimum. Who's with us in this goal, inshallah? Let me know if you are in this goal, in the team to achieve this goal of 100 times istighfar a day. But we want to do it right. We want to do it correct. Not so fast. Not like that. Okay, Sheikh, I'll do it. 2 minutes. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Not like that. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي. My Lord, forgive me. In the back of your mind, you're trying to recall some of the sins, if you can. طيب, that's one. Second time, like this. After a while, another one. After a while, another one. Or the same time, but that's how you do it. So slowly recite. لا يقبل الله من قلب لاهي. Allah won't accept from a heart that is somewhere else. You still can make it, by the way. Sheikh, that means that if my I'm not focused, I mustn't do it. You can still do it. But you should understand that what really will benefit you and what really will help you is that istighfar that your mind is focused on. استغفر الله وأتوب إليه. رب اغفر لي وتوب علي. Remember your تقصير. The shortcomings. Maybe my salah wasn't right. Maybe I wasn't doing khushu enough. Maybe this, maybe that. استغفر الله وأتوب إليه. I want to establish a new page with Allah. رب اغفر لي وتوب علي. إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. As one is afar. Let us reach this target of 100 istighfar in this manner. And you say, Allah al-Azim, you'll start to see how your life is going to change. How your life is going to change. And how you'll start receiving when you come to Ramadan, inshallah, you'll start to feel that this Ramadan is the best Ramadan in my life because of the power of istighfar. Understand? So let us deal on a daily routine. The daily routine, we said, 100 times istighfar at least. Why say at least? Because some will say, ah, Shaykh, I can do 1,000. I want to enter the 1,000 challenge. Okay, bismillah. This is a 1,000 challenge. Let's see who can do that. So I want to do 1,000 challenge. I want to do 2,000 challenge. We're just mentioning these numbers just to encourage one another, you know, just to encourage each other. Type. What else, Ikhwa? Also, part of the daily routine, make sure after the istighfar to make dua to Allah. Because your dua is mustajab. Make sure after every istighfar you do, to make dua to Allah. استغفر الله وأتوب إليه. Whether you do it one time, two times, 100 times, after that make dua to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because your dua is mustajab. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua after that. Understand, Yaqwa? طيب. Keep this part of the routine. Part of the routine, make sure to make istighfar after accomplishing the good deeds. After accomplishing any good deed, keep it back, keep it in your mind. Part of my routine to make istighfar, whenever I do any good deed, to make istighfar. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahabi, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu, Ya Mu'adh, Wallahi inni la uhibbuk. He was walking with Mu'adh one day, radiallahu anhu, and he said, Wallahi, I love you. Make sure you don't miss after salah, you don't miss to say astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh three times. After every salah, make sure not to miss to say astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh. Istighfar. Before you stand up, after you already accomplish any good deed, whether it's salah, whether it's sadaqah, whether it's calling your parents, whether it is this, it is that, make istighfar and tawbah to Allah. Astaghfirullah. Istighfar for the taqseer, maybe you missed something. Istighfar to increase in your ta'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Istighfar to accomplish your dua after that. So make istighfar and tawbah to Allah Azza. Pair the istighfar always with the acts of goodness and kindness. Understand, Yaqwa? طيب. So all these are يعني, some of the secrets of how istighfar will impact us, will impact our Ramadan. Before the coming of Ramadan. That's before the coming of Ramadan. This doesn't mean, okay, Ramadan came now, so we stop. No, we should continue right through. You already warmed up before Ramadan. Now when you come to Ramadan, you are on the fastest speed. You are on the fastest speed. عرفت فلزم. Now you know, so be committed. In Ramadan and after Ramadan. In Ramadan and after Ramadan. Right. We came to the end of the daily reminder. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from this and to make us among those who listen to the speech, follow the best of it, and share it with others. Don't let it stop by you. Share with others to benefit others. So when they do ta'a, whether now in Ramadan, you get similar thawab. You get similar reward, inshaAllah ta'ala. In addition to that, let me know, inshaAllah, your stories with istighfar. Also, if you are accepting this challenge, inshaAllah, to start this daily routine of at least 100 times istighfar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the mustaghfirin. Say ameen. Ameen, ameen, ya rabbal alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.